The terrorists will not win. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden just said that in Israel.
Freedom will win.
Again, condemning Hamas's terror attack that started this now 12-day war.
Let me assure you, for me, as the American president, there's no higher priority than the release and safe return of all these hostages.
The president also said Palestinian civilians are also suffering, calling on Israel to allow aid to go in. And Prime Minister Netanyahu just replied they'll allow Egypt to send it. Now, the president also said,
we mourn the loss of innocent Palestinian lives like the entire world. I was outraged and saddened by the enormous loss of life yesterday in the hospital in Gaza. Based on the information we've seen to date, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza.
Now, Israel also says it has evidence it was a terrorist misfire, but Hamas still blames Israel as protests rage across the Middle East. That's in Ramallah in the West Bank. There are also anti-Israel demonstrations in Jordan and what Hezbollah calls an unprecedented day of anger in Lebanon, where there's been rioting near the U.S. Embassy. And Fox's Rich Edson reports from the Pentagon.
U.S. officials confirmed to Fox News that overnight the military intercepted one-way kamikaze drones targeting al-Assad air base in Iraq, which hosts U.S. troops. Officials declined to say which group they suspect launched the drones or how close to the base they got. The U.S. has about 2,500 troops in Iraq. Iran-backed militias have attacked al-Assad before.
Former President Trump in court again in New York for his company's civil fraud trial called the situation in the Middle East very sad.
The attack on Israel should have never happened, and it wouldn't have happened if they had a different president.
Of course, he's the frontrunner in the Republican race to unseat President Biden. They'll vote again in the House, where Congressman Jim Jordan just said it's time.
Re-elect a Republican speaker, get back to work for the American people.
The day after Jordan fell short, 20 fellow Republicans refused to back him. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, Christmas will be here before we know it. If you're looking for a really special gift, I encourage you to check out the firearms made right here in America by our great friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, you start by going to their website, henryusa.com, order their free holiday gift guide, and they'll mail it with free decals that you can use for stocking stuffers. Perfect timing. Folks, when you give someone a Henry, you're giving them a work of art that is built with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen as a collector. Now, their performance is top-notch. Mine were accurate, all of them, right out of the box. They shoot smooth and straight, and they have been reliable ever since. They have over 200 models of rifles and shotguns and revolvers to choose from. One of the things I like the most about these firearms, they're family heirlooms. They'll always be backed by the company's lifetime warranty. So if you want to put something that's made in America under the tree this Christmas, henryusa.com. Get their free gift guide and their decals today. That's henryusa.com. You will love it.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. The federal government would be barred from immigration policies that separate parents from children for 8 years under a proposed court settlement. That would also provide families that were split under the Trump administration with temporary legal status and short-term housing aid. If approved by a judge, the new Biden administration policy would at least temporarily prohibit the type of zero-tolerance policy on illegal immigration that went into effect under the previous administration. Three members of a California family pleaded guilty this week to conspiracy for their role in a ring that shipped $600 million worth of catalytic converters from California to New Jersey. A total of 21 people have been charged in this case. The three family members are from the Sacramento area. California accounts for over a third of the catalytic converter theft claims nationwide. Residents and their families are invited this weekend to participate in the 7th Annual Mayor's International Bike Ride. This free ride starts at the Yuma Civic Center and concludes with a celebration in San Luis, Arizona. Registration begins at 7, with the ride beginning at 8 this Saturday morning. For more, go to YumaDailyNews.com.
AC technicians know ACs break down at the worst time. That's why our technicians love our York air conditioners and heat pumps with a 10-year parts and labor warranty. The cheapest is always the costliest. A true AC provides service today and tomorrow. Ask our techs about our York 10-year parts and labor warranties or call us at 329-7384.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the executive director of the Chamber, and this morning, Russ Clark has abandoned us this morning. I'm used to having him here, but yeah. We have Johnny Porter, so we're going to have fun today,
good
right?
Good morning. Yeah, of course. Always.
Always. How's your day going?
I'm doing all right. Yeah? I've been doing Russ's show all week, so
right?
Yeah.
Although he booted you for the mayor today. What happened?
No, I wanted that. I only have enough mental bandwidth to do everything. I do two shows here.
I know, because I listen to you on the mix later in the day.
I appreciate that. Look at that.
I'm like, I always have to have my 80s music at lunch. So, you know, that's an important thing to do. So
thank you. Thank you. Yeah. A little
I'm
plug.
Like, I'll plug your show. Absolutely.
The Retro Lunch at Noon at Mix 100.9. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll plug that. I listen to KBLU because I listen to Russ, but I also switch over to the mix because I have to listen to Anna and Raven, and I listen to your show in the middle of the day. So,
thank you very much.
I'm a fan of El Dorado Broadcasters. It's all good. I just don't have a show here. So with that, speaking of fans of things, one of my favorite things to do in town is I head out to Z Fun Factory in Wayland's Water World. I'm a water park junkie. I grew up near the Wisconsin Dells, where they have lots of water parks. And so grew up doing water slides and everything. And so one of the things when I was looking at Yuma that drew my attention was the Fun Factory in Wayland's Water World, because I went, well, all the things that I used to do when I vacationed in the Dells, play mini golf and all that stuff, I can do right here. I don't even have to drive the 3 hours away from my home anymore. I can go 15 minutes. So we have Rafi Osmar this morning, one of the owners of the Fun Factory in Wayland's Water World. Good morning, Rafi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Speaking of plugs. But I mean, I do. I love going out there. I love the, it's funny because I was just out there and somebody hadn't been there for a while, and they even asked me. They said, "Do they still have the cooling strip on the bar?" I'm like, "Well, yeah. What would they have done with it?"
No, I mean, a lot of people haven't been by ever since we've been here. So mm-hmm. we're trying our best to really outgrow the place, and mm-hmm. We've realized a lot of people still don't know what has been going on at the Fun Factory in Wayland's, and you know, we really try to push out there to give the best for Yuma. So.
And you've done a lot of upgrades, even just in the few years that I've been in town. I know that you've got regulation size pool tables in there, because we had that conversation
yes.
when I was there
yes,
last.
Absolutely.
So they're 8-foot tables.
Correct. We've done many changes. We just actually at the end of this year will be a full complete remodel. We've done a lot of work at the mini golf. We've done a lot mm-hmm. of work inside the Fun Factory. You know, it's been a work in progress. At some point in time, we had over 13 different people working on 13 different projects. Hopefully, towards the end of this year, will be a completion of all those remodel projects. Mostly repainting, you know, putting in new equipment, so on and so forth. That is just the changes that are constantly happening. And now we're trying to move over to make Z Fun a lot bigger by hosting large events
mm-hmm.
as one that
I might know one of those large events.
Yes, absolutely. That's what we're aiming for, is to do large events like the one that's upcoming, actually start of next week, Saturday and Sunday,
right?
And the following week, which is also Saturday and Sunday, and that's one of our largest events that we're doing. It's for a fall festival.
So what exactly are you going to be doing for the fall festival?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a full age group. Anyone from the smallest age to the oldest can really attend there. We have a bunch of different activities, including mm-hmm. a lot of different vendors that are going to be there. The idea of it is just to give a family getaway, couples, you know, singles. I mean, it could be anyone that, mm-hmm. that comes out. And we have little small, like, attractions where if it's, like, you know, ring toss or Velcro darts, or if it's bowling, large checkerboards, large tic-tac-toe boards. I mean, it's just a mixture of small, like, carnival games. And then we have huge inflatables that, I mean, include, like, the maze, the rock wall climbing, wipeout courses, obstacle courses. And it just really, excuse me, it's just really to give that full excitement of there's something to do for that whole 4 hours.
Right, okay. And so so I've been to Z Fun Factory clearly more than once. so where is it going out in the parking lot out where Wayland's, where you park to go to the water park?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's going to be hosted down there just because it is a huge lot for it. And
right.
To put 80 plus vendors or 70 plus vendors there,
mm-hmm.
Plus the activities and attractions. So yes, it's going to be at the water park, Wayland's water park parking lot. But you can kind of see it as you're driving down the road.
Well, you can see it from the freeway.
Correct. Correct. So we're trying to make it, you know, really fun, you know, activity for the families, the kids, the couples, and everyone to be able to enjoy. And that's really our goal. Even, you know, coming up after that will be something that we'll do for Christmas. You know, just to kind of have something to do during these months that come with holidays.
I say, don't get me to Christmas yet. I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
You're right. I mean, we're just preparing. You know, they do take time, definitely, to fully set up and get a hold of. But
Is there a cost to get into the Fall Festival?
There is. It's a $5 entry. Okay. That gets you in to see the vendors, the all the stuff, the minimal activities, like the little small, like, you know, pumpkin. Like the tic-tac-toes and stuff like that. The only thing it doesn't cover is the houses, the bounce houses,
okay,
which is only a portion of them. We still have, like, bounce houses that are just, you know, still free.
Okay.
We do have an all-inclusive band, which is $20, gets you into everything, you know, multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to just purchase the $5 just to get in, we do sell tickets if you just decide to do one single maze or right, you know, other different activities, but that ticket is only $3. So it's really depending on the person and the ages. I mean, the price is $5 for anyone 12 and over, and it's $3 for anyone under 12.
Which is very reasonable, because if you've got a family of four, it could easily just be $16.
Absolutely.
Depending on how old your kids are.
Absolutely.
Right, exactly. So. Well, and that's kind of one of the things that drew me, because mini golf is not usually a really expensive proposition. And you also don't have to be a golfer to do it. It's the one opportunity. My husband's a golfer, and it's the one opportunity I have to possibly beat him.
It doesn't need too much to
it. Exactly. Because sometimes it's just luck. You know, sometimes I just, you know, because with the different obstacles and everything, sometimes it's just luck. And I'm like, thank goodness. Although there's one of the holes on what I consider the more difficult of the two mini golf courses, where you have to hit the ball uphill and then it has to come back down and hit. It just has to catch, because the hole's kind of in a gap between a couple of, like, rocks or, like, raised areas. And there have been times where I'm like a two, and there's been times that after about 8 tries, I'm like, okay, I'm picking up my ball and going to the next hole.
No, I agree.
I'm like, I know you know exactly which hole I'm talking about, too.
I definitely do. We do have interesting courses. Both of the courses are really fun to play, but I know exactly the hard course. I know exactly what spot, and I've done it myself, and I know what you're feeling.
It's like, okay, forget it. I'm just picking up. And it's funny, because the first time we played, it was one of those times where after about 8 tries, I went, okay, just give me an 8 and we're moving on. And my husband made it, like, in 1 or 2. And it's funny, because I just assumed then from that point on, my husband was always going to beat me. And the next time we played, it was the exact opposite. I managed to get up there on the first try, and my husband finally gave up. So even someone who's an average, you know, very low handicap golfer, and this person who doesn't golf, we can have a good time, and sometimes I can still beat him. So I had to change it to a mini golf tournament this year at the Chamber.
Well, we're glad, and we'll be glad to host it. We've done the full changes. We've given the mini golf a full facelift. So yep. I hope you guys do come out and enjoy it to the new stuff that's been going on with it.
Exactly. And so what I started to say was that it's a very inexpensive way to have your whole family entertained. And it's all lit up at night. I mean, the Fall Festival's at night anyway, but you know, during the day, there's the mini golf, there's the bumper boat pond. So even though the water park is shut down for the season, there's still a lot to do out there. The batting cages, I haven't even mentioned those, the go-karts. So,
absolutely.
And with that, though, it's about time for us to take our first break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Sunny skies today. Temperatures again well above average. In fact, a little hotter than we were yesterday. Temperatures could reach highs around 100 this afternoon. Clear skies here tonight, upper 60s. Sunshine Thursday, Friday, near or record-breaking temperatures possible. Highs both afternoons, 100 to 104. And for the weekend, sunshine and triple digits Saturday. A cooling trend begins Sunday. Mostly sunny skies Sunday with afternoon highs in the middle part of the 90s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone at the Weather Channel.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Hello, Yuma. This is Brad Moline, president of Allo Communications. We are installing our all-fiber network throughout your community. At ALLO, we believe that businesses and homes deserve world-class internet, crystal-clear TV, and dependable phone services. With ALLO, enjoy great customer service, no contracts, free installation, and real savings. At our core, ALLO is committed to being honest, exceptional, local, and hassle-free. To find out more, visit us at allofiber.com/Yuma.
At Simply Safe, our award-winning home security has advanced sensors, HD cameras, and now this, 24/7 live guard protection, only from Simply Safe. Monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Now get 45% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5-gigabyte data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we have Johnny Porter with us this morning. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning. Good morning.
Always good to see you.
Absolutely, right? That's always a fun time.
I know
it
is.
See you coming in, and now I get to have Russ's seat for today.
I know. That's the we will just tell Russ that I'm going to have Johnny from now on.
Don't tell him that. He gets mad at me. Oh, he does not like that. He gets so jealous. When people call into the other show and say something nice about me, they're like, oh, and I'm just like, please don't. No, don't say anything nice. I'm going to hear about it later.
But I love Russ. So
yeah, I love him too. He's my mentor. So I've got to give him
exactly.
Time.
It's kind of one of those things that I only make fun of people I like. Yeah. So I Russ probably gets made fun of probably more than most.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, Russ is like family. So I feel free to speak freely with him. That's the issue. So this morning we have Rafi Asmar with Z Fun Factory Maylands Water World joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
See what's crazy in here. Are you figuring it out? It's funny that people come in and whenever we invite people on the show and they're like, I'm all nervous. I got to talk on the radio. I'm like, we just have fun in here.
Yeah, there's no reason to be nervous.
No, we just have fun. We're just going to talk about things you know about anyway. It's all fun.
This is definitely the most fun I've had. Good morning here in Yuma. So definitely it's been great.
So you have all that fun. I mean, you live out there, right? Don't you live right at the?
I do.
Like, you got all that fun surrounding you.
Correct. You live at a fun factory?
Yes, I do.
Oh my goodness, I'm so jealous.
I know. It's funny because somebody just asked me. They said I said something about, well, Rafi lives right there, and they're like, wait, what? I said, there's a house. If you just, it's hidden in the back and you don't see it.
You know, it is great to be living out there. Definitely. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do ask me, do you just, you know, get up one morning and decide to do the activity? I said, you know, I wish it was that simple.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it becomes more difficult because now it's more easier for me just to walk to work than it is having that 15-minute break in the morning before heading to work. So sometimes it's a, you know, pro, but sometimes it could be a con because, I mean, if I need to be there in 2 minutes, I'm there in 2 minutes.
Well, it's kind of like working from home. Sometimes it's probably hard to separate work hours from your home hours.
Definitely.
And but when it's right there. But I mean, come on, you don't like it, you know, wake up at 6 a.m. and say, I'm just going to take a go-kart for a spin.
That's what I would do. Is it just you? Because I know you have brothers.
No, I do. I do have a brother and also a couple partners that are with us.
Do they live out there too or no?
Two of them do.
Two do.
Yeah,
so you could get up and have a go-kart race.
And
a quick race. And then who's buying lunch today? Whoever, you know, right?
Whoever loses
buys lunch.
That would definitely be a great way to start it, usually, but the times are never really equal to where everyone's up at the same time. So that's usually a difficulty.
Well, we're going to have to do something about that.
So. See, that sounds like a problem that needs fixed.
That's definitely true. That's definitely true. But it is a great feeling, you know, to just be right there, to be honestly.
Right.
It does feel great. But I haven't done any attractions early in the morning, but definitely are fun throughout the day. So
I think Johnny and I think we're looking for an invite. What do you think?
Let's do it.
6 a.m. We're just gonna
head
come
over
before
there.
Work day. We're gonna come knocking on your door.
It's time to get
we're
out.
Ready for the go-karts.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Let's make it happen. That'd be the first time I'll do it. So.
So yeah, because we didn't even talk about in the arcade, of
yes.
course. I mean, there's like I said, I picture it as, you know, growing up in the Midwest, my place to go is Wisconsin Dells. And I grew up in a very small Midwestern town, so we didn't have things like that close by. So I had to drive 3 hours to get to a water park,
right.
or to get to, you know, a restaurant with an arcade, or to get to, you know, mini golf, all of those things. We did have batting cages in town, but yes. no go-karts, no anything. To me, that was vacation. And so I think it's great that I'm in Yuma and I can go 15 minutes on a Friday night and do all the things that I used to do as a kid on vacation and kind of call it like it's like my little mini vacation right here at home.
Definitely. And we do have we have go-karts, mini golf, arcade, mm-hmm. batting cages, you know, the bumper boats and the pool tables now. The arcade, I mean, features over 50 different games.
Yeah.
We've got mm-hmm. the three pool tables, mm-hmm. the 8-foot tables that, you know, we just added them in. We did remove the kids' play structure that was
right.
located at the bar. That's fully gone. So that's where the pool, new two pool tables are located.
Mm-hmm.
We do full have that ice bar. Ice mm-hmm. bar is definitely still there.
Yeah, it definitely is. So, I just saw it.
Yes, and then we do have plenty of seating for the restaurant. So mm-hmm. We have a full bar and restaurant that's also located in the same location. So you really could have a family fun if you come out and bring out the kids. Whoever does come out, there is an attraction for everyone.
Well, and that's one of the things I also loved about it, because we met some friends there, and, you know, my husband and I are empty nesters, but our friends are not. They had two, not young children, but like preteens.
Correct.
And a lot of times if we go out, all six of us, it's kind of like, well, the kids are like, Mom, I want to go. Mom, I want to go. Mom, I'm ready to go. And this time we did not have that, because they bought them the tokens to go up in the arcade, where we could still see them very easily from our table, and they were up in the arcade playing all the games. And I think we spent 4 hours, you know, just kind of sitting around, because then we could chat at the table and have a nice leisurely lunch and chat with each other. And the kids were up playing on the arcade and were completely entertained. And then we all did go out and play mini golf together. but it is kind of a nice, you know, break from mom and dad when you want to sit and have a nice lunch and with a full bar. You know, I know that we have other places where kids can play while parents eat, but it's not like this. It's not, you know, the full restaurant menu with a full bar where you can have an adult meal while your kids are still out having fun.
Absolutely. And that's what a lot of people do appreciate, that when they do come in. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that come in and they haven't been there before, they say, wow, we didn't even, you know, realize that this was all here. And honestly, they do enjoy it very much, just like mm-hmm. as you explained it, because it does really give you the I mean, you could either play some pool and then the kids could be mm-hmm. you know, doing the go-karts, the mini golf, and you're still in a fully, you know, enclosed location. Even at the water park, when the season of the water park yep. has the same concept, you could see the full vision of the water park. I mean, it is pretty big. We do have over 18 different slides, but it still has that full vision where people do sit at the bar and watch their kids at the play structure or the kiddie pool or mm-hmm. or just floating around the lazy river.
I was just going to say, you're going to have to get me out of the lazy river before you find me on a slide. Because the lazy river is like I'm just going to lay here all day.
Definitely. It is. It's a really large lazy river.
It is.
And it does keep going around all day. So, but, fortunately, time came for it that we did. The water park is closed now, but.
Right.
You know, we'll prepare for next season. So
I know. I'm sure all the snowbirds come down and go, what on earth? You guys won't get in the water this time of year, but it's going to get cold to us humans pretty soon.
Correct. So, no, but definitely.
So Rafi, I know something else, some other reason that my husband likes to head out there is it might be time for some football right about now.
Absolutely, yes. We do have it.
Definitely, I know
we do
have
open
it.
Special for it as well.
Right. So tell me a little bit more about what you do for football as far as football season, because I know that you open special up. You have the big screen. You have.
Correct. We do have one of the largest screens here in Yuma, which is projected to play any game that, you know.
How do you decide which game?
Well, it just depends really who's there. Now we do work with a couple people that they call pre-hand. They say, hey, are you guys going to have the game? And, you know, it's kind of first come, first serve to who really decides it. Mm-hmm. But it is, we're open every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday for them. But our normal hours of operation is Thursday through Sunday, but we do also open Monday nights. And we have a lot of food specials. We mm-hmm. do have a lot of drink specials.
Mm-hmm.
And our normal weekly, we do have also weekly specials that combine within it. So there's a special for any type of
you know, food or drink that you're kind of looking for, mm-hmm. we have it on a daily basis. But specifically for football, we have, you know, drafts always got to be.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Always got to be on specials.
Oh, and wait, then, can you watch football without a beer?
Absolutely.
Oh, you can? You
definitely.
Can watch, yeah, you can like, definitely. I'm not sure if I know how to do that.
You can enjoy it with some wings, though. I mean,
okay, well, exactly. I mean, yeah, I can tailgate right at Z Contactor, right?
So, but no, it's definitely a great. We had a group recently there, the Cardinals group. There was there mm-hmm. had over 80 mm-hmm. people, and it really, I mean, they were enjoying it. They were having fun. They loved the food. They loved the drinks, and they loved the game. So it was a great. It's a great experience every time we do are open for football, and we always have the sound on for it. And you know, the groups kind of enjoy, you know, going back and forth of the two different teams. So
right,
definitely a fun time when the football season does start, and we usually have it every year. So.
Exactly. And then I know that we were talking about drink specials, and that was kind of one of the things I loved. I got introduced a little bit more to your drink specials. And it's funny because I talk a good game, and my husband would let everybody know I'm like a cheap date because after one drink, I'm passed out anyway. So but I do like the flavor. So I will have my one and then one and done. But I was there and I wasn't going to drink last time I was there. I was like, I'm just going to get a soda. But I was sitting at the bar and the bartender said, oh, we've got these drink specials. And there was one that I was just like, because a while back, you guys, there was a Barbie theme to the drinks.
Yes.
And I had to try one of the Barbie drinks.
Yeah, which is what we do on a monthly. We kind mm-hmm. of change out the monthly specials for just to keep it kind of moving, and you know, mm-hmm. we put in a game plan together for the menu, and that's how you came across Barbie. I mean, usually we do something based off the holiday. We have something going on for Halloween now.
Okay.
Every month is changed up to what the theme of what's happening in that month. So obviously, the Barbie was pretty popular. I'm not so sure what days, but they agreed to it. They enjoyed it. I said, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, it was, and because the drinks then were pink, and
correct.
It was fun. I mean, I haven't even seen the Barbie movie.
Correct.
So I really don't know anything about that. But I mean, I had Barbies as a kid, so I
of
guess
course.
There's that.
Of course.
But you know, I was like, okay, well, I have to try it. It just sounded good. So no. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I have to try this drink now. So I love that I can go and try the different specials, because I've been there now enough times to see, okay, well, now this month, what do we have? And this month, what do we have? And so, yeah, there's a lot of
we do have a wonderful bartending team. They do pretty well at mm-hmm. making the drinks. We do have, I mean, I can really appreciate the team that I have.
Mm-hmm.
We're I mean, really happy and really proud of every team member that we have at the Fun Factory. So I do, like, a lot of the times they do work together to put these kind of things together.
Okay.
And say, hey, let's move forward with that. And I mean, I'm a team player. I'm not the type of person where, hey, let's do this or don't
right.
do that. So I do take in their ideas and their considerations of what they would like to do. I mean, they're the ones behind the bar. I'm not. So, like, I do let them enjoy their time while they're working there. So mm-hmm. a lot of the times, if you see something that, you know, you enjoy, it's mostly planned between them. So but
that's okay.
It definitely is.
And the full menu is served at the bar, too. So,
yes.
Because I eat lunch there.
Correct. We do we do full menu seated to go, take out, like, all that kind of stuff. We do serve it in best ability to cater to every person that really does walk in. So. I mean,
okay.
we had even a group at the mini golf ordered food to go, and we brought it out to them.
Oh,
and
they ate it. I hadn't even thought about that.
Correct.
Hmm.
So we do have tables in random areas that people just decide to sit down and have.
Okay, Rafi, what's your favorite menu item?
Personally,
yeah.
I mean, the whole menu is great, but I really, really do enjoy the potato skins and the chicken wrap. That's my personal favorite, but the whole menu does have a different.
Oh, it
know,
does. There's something
for everybody.
Correct. Absolutely.
So, but why? What is yours?
I think I'm a potato skin girl anyway, so the last time I was there, that's what I had was potato skins. Quite often I'm there with a group, so we get pizza.
Correct.
Just because it's easier to split amongst a whole bunch of people. But I've had the burgers. I haven't had anything I didn't like yet. So.
I hope you enjoyed all of them.
Oh, I have.
Okay,
I have,
good.
Absolutely.
Good.
Well, with that, it's just about time to take another break. We'll be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Any messages, Grandma?
Southwest Lumber called to answer questions about your rental. Something about nail clippers.
Tile nippers.
The Wicked Witch.
Ditch Witch trenchers.
And puzzles.
Oh, jigsaws.
Yuma's best source for rentals is Southwest Lumber. Saturday rental specials. Get 2 days for the price of one.
Overnight rentals are half price if picked up after 4 and returned by 9 the next morning. Call Southwest Lumber for more at 928-782-9867.
What do you get when you combine the fun of a day out on the golf course with the thrills of bowling a strike or two, with the excitement of hitting a jackpot on your favorite slot machine? What do you get? All the fun under the sun. And that's what you'll find and more at Kokopah Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton. Plan it all at kokopahresort.com.
The next generation of streaming is here, introducing Spectrum One Stream, bringing together internet, advanced Wi-Fi, mobile, and now TV with the all-new Xumo Stream Box. Get fast and reliable internet for $49.99 a month, free advanced Wi-Fi, a free unlimited Spectrum mobile line, and a free Xumo Stream Box when you add Spectrum TV. Spectrum One Stream, it's streaming simplified. Visit Spectrum.com or a Spectrum store for details. Offer subject to change, valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. And as always, at the bottom of the hour, I do have a few announcements of things coming up at the Chamber. First of all, one of our biggest events of the year is coming up, our Mega Mixer and Community Expo. It's going to be at the Yuma Civic Center. The Community Expo is open to the public. It is about 90 vendors. We said over 70 in all of our ads because we weren't really sure how many we were going to have at that time, but we sold out. We've actually started filling the lobby. So we're at 90 right now. And it's a really great day. We're kind of talking about family stuff today anyway. This is another chance for people to do something with their family that is informative about the community with the 90 different businesses. They can find out what businesses are doing. Even if it's a business they're familiar with, the businesses may have new products and services that they will be introducing that day. They also usually have fun activities. The one that always comes to mind for me is First Bank Yuma always has a putting contest. They lay different denominations of dollar bills, so like fives, tens, twenties, out on a putting green, and you're given a putter and a golf ball so they can go out to Z Fun Factory and practice for a little bit first. If you can get the golf ball to land on one of the denominations of bills, you get to keep it. They hand it to you and they put exactly. I'm like, it's pretty cool. So most of the booths have different activities, but because it is October 28th, everything is Halloween themed. We ask all of the vendors to bring candy. There are lots of opportunities for kids to trick or treat safely in this community. And this is just one more. So depending on how much candy you want your kids to have this Halloween, it'll last until Christmas at this rate. But we have that. But we do other things, too. We have a costume contest for the kids. We do have prizes for all the kids, and we do announce winners, and there's prizes for those. And then the other thing we have is fall arts and crafts. The Girl Scouts are helping us with that. And it is free to get in. It is free to do the crafts. It is free to get the candy. It is free to enter the costume contest. It's free to enter the activities at all the booths. It's basically a free family event. I can't guarantee that everything is free. For example, I do know that like the peanut patch is there. And if you want to buy peanuts, they do still charge for those. But and last year we had a face painter that charged a nominal fee for face painting. But for the most part, everything once you're in is free. Except for food if you're going to have lunch. So, and then Friday night before, we have the Mega Mixer, which is the Chamber's biggest mixer of the year. It is usually, although I say that because it's usually a couple hundred people, but we did have a mixer this summer that was 210. So our mixers have gotten quite large, so maybe it won't be the biggest. But it is a great way for our members to come check out all the booths ahead of time, and that's $20. But it is members only that night. Our next Good Morning Yuma is coming up Thursday, November 9th. We have a new time, which I can hear the cheers from here because everybody is super excited. Good Morning Yuma used to be from 6:30 to 8. It is now 7:30 to 9. Everybody can sleep in a little bit. It also gives people an opportunity, hopefully, to drop off their kids at school if they need to. And then they can come to Good Morning Yuma at 7:30. This next one is going to be Thursday, November 9th at Arizona Western College. And the program is also Arizona Western College. And I got the opportunity yesterday. Thank you so much, Ashley Harrington, who took me on a tour of their brand new building that they is not quite done yet. It's still under construction. But wow, what an amazing building and an asset that is going to be to that college. I let her know that it reminded me of the Commons building at Embry-Riddle in Daytona Beach, just the way it was laid out and the different things that they had. They have a 100-seat auditorium in there. They have a makerspace, and the makerspace, you know, where kids can use the 3D printers and laser cutters and all of the cool things. I mean, it just is a really cool building. They also have offices, so different instructors can have office hours. So thanks, Ashley, for letting me get a sneak preview of that yesterday. A couple other new events we have coming up. One is our foodie tour. We're going to get on a bus on Saturday, November 18th at 10 o'clock in the morning from the Chamber. And we're going to head down. We're going to visit 6 different restaurants in San Luis, Arizona. They have a lot of cool little niche places in San Luis, little restaurants that I know a lot of people don't know about. And I have the opportunity to get to San Luis on a regular basis. So we're going to show some of those off and have kind of just a culinary great day and try different things. And the bus is going to leave the Chamber at 10 o'clock and get back to the Chamber at 4 o'clock. So people who need to go to events that night, I know there are a couple of big events that night, they'll be back. And then what I'm super excited about, I mentioned it briefly, and that's why I'm really glad that Rafi from Z Fun Factory is here this morning, because we are introducing our first ever Duck Duck Putt tournament. And I am so grateful that Z Fun Factory has agreed to let us host this big event there. They're opening early, because ordinarily they don't open till noon, but our event's starting at 9 in the morning. So we're coming out and making his staff get up early that day. But we are having a mini golf tournament. After the mini golf tournament, there will be pizza and soft drinks. There's two slices. Everybody who's in the tournament gets two slices of pizza and a soft drink. And then Rafi is letting us take over the bumper boat pond and throw our hundreds of rubber ducks in the bumper boat pond and watch them race across the bumper boat pond. And if you've never seen a rubber duck race before, how it works is you purchase a duck, and the ducks are already on sale on our website. They're $10 a piece or 5 for $40. And the ducks are all numbered. Your ducks that you purchase will be assigned a number. And when they all get dumped into the bumper boat pond, then basically we will release them. They will go to the other end of the bumper boat pond. We're practicing this first to make sure they actually do go to the other end of the bumper boat pond. And the first 5 ducks that reach the end of the bumper boat pond win. The first duck wins $100,000. Wow, that's a big prize. $1,000. The first duck wins $1,000. Second and third place each win $100. And fourth and fifth place win $50. So it's a great family fun event. I'm excited because I've been out there to see that, and I'll bring Rafi back into the conversation. And of course, Johnny Porter hasn't left us yet. Johnny, are you going to come play mini golf with us?
Well, sorry. When is it again?
December 9th.
December 9th? I think I could do
that. Yeah, we're going to, it's going to be super fun.
Yeah. That's my son's birthday. So maybe get him out there.
Yeah, that would be a fun way to spend his birthday.
Yeah,
exactly. And he can come watch all the ducks that we get. We have, I think the ducks aren't in yet. I just ordered them because who knew? Because when we originally Z Fun Factory said, well, you know, we have 1,000 ducks here. You can use our ducks. And I found out that you have to have special racing ducks.
Wow, okay.
Like, what a weird thing to
I was definitely surprised when you did mention that to us.
I know. I was like, no, apparently we have to have special racing ducks. And so the issue is that, you know, the numbers are on the bottom. And so you need the ducks to float upright. And if you buy just the little toy ducks, you know, that you get as prizes, they may float upright if you dump them in the water upright, although some of them don't even do that. But if you dump them in upside down or sideways or whatever, they'll stay upside down. And we need live ducks, not dead ducks, because it's hard to have dead ducks race. Yeah. And so racing ducks have a special weight on the bottom that forces them, so no matter which way they're dumped into the water, they will upright themselves.
That's good.
And then it also, that weight helps propel them. So it does actually make a difference in, instead of them flying across the top of the water, if you've got water movement, it helps with the movement in the water. So we had to get special racing ducks, as crazy as this sounds. But I think I ordered 800 of them. So
wow.
When I say hundreds of ducks, we have hundreds of ducks. To take over this bumper boat pond. And so thanks so much, Rafi, for letting us come take over Z Fun Factory one morning.
No, absolutely.
On a Saturday morning.
Definitely glad.
But yeah, we the tournament is, and we've kind of gone back and forth. We had to sit down and it's kind of one of those things that I've run golf tournaments, but not mini golf tournaments. So we sat that one morning and it's like, okay, how's this going to work? What are we going to do with this mini golf tournament here? How are we going to make this work? But we're running it actually a lot like a traditional golf tournament where we have four player teams. It will be a scramble. It is a shotgun start. For those people that aren't golfers and don't know what this means, a shotgun start means you'll be assigned. Everybody starts at the same time. Everybody's starting at 9 o'clock. So you may not be starting on hole number one. You may be starting on hole number eight. But you will still golf, 17 holes. We are intentionally leaving out 18.
Right.
Because if you haven't been there before, hole 18, you lose your ball.
Yes. Yes.
And it's hard to go over to hole number one and golf some more if you don't have a golf ball anymore. But fortunately, we've teamed up with AEA Federal Credit Union, and they're going to have a fun event at hole number 18 so that people have something to do on hole 18 before they get back to around to hole number one. But so everybody's going to start at the same time. It's just you'll still golf 17 of the 18 holes, but you may be starting on a different hole than number one. And then we are not doing best ball. So the typical golf tournament, you do best ball. Mini golf doesn't usually take that many strokes anyway, except for that one hole, Rafi,
yeah.
Which we have to talk about. So instead we are actually going to add up all four player scores.
Okay.
And we do have prizes for second and third place. We also have a raffle because the other thing regular golf tournaments have is hole in one. Well, in my experience and as a non-golfer, even non-golfers can get holes in one on a mini golf course. So instead, everybody that gets a hole in one will be entered into a special raffle, and we'll have a hole in one raffle that everybody can do. And thank you so much. Michael Foods is the sponsor of our Duck Duck Putt this year. They're our key sponsor. I'm sorry, it is not Michael Foods. It's B&G. I'm sorry. I go everywhere together with them between Salvador and Tanya, and so hopefully they'll forgive me because I we're friends, and I often see them at things like wine or like our wine tastings and things we do together. And nope, it was Salvador that said they're doing it, not Tanya. At least I do know that the flyers are all correct. So B&G Foods is the sponsor of our Duck Duck Putt this year. And I'm sure they'll be out there. We'll be having a great time. And Rafi, I know we're doing pizza and soft drinks inside Z Fun Factory.
Yes, definitely. We're going to have that all set up for the day of. There's still whatever you guys were looking for. As we mentioned, we'd love to cater to an event like this.
Well, exactly. We kind of did it. We're doing it for multiple reasons. One, it's fun. I mean, I think it's fun.
Yes.
I think it's just a great time. It's something everybody can do. I mean, I've even told people, they're like, well, my daughter's only four. It's okay. they've got short putters too. I've seen them, you know, or whatever. And it's the same thing. You know, my parents are retired and in their late 70s, but they'll still go out and hit a ball at a mini golf course. So it's something pretty much everybody can do. Yeah, we're having prizes, but the intent is to have a fun day.
Absolutely.
That's really the intent of it. And it's something that I'm hoping that we can kind of showcase that maybe other businesses or organizations around town can say, oh, I didn't know we could do this out at Z Fun Factory. Yeah, maybe we want to do this too.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, we do have a variety of different things that mm-hmm. could be hosted there. So when you did bring that up to our attention and we said, yeah, definitely. I mean, even right now, as you were mentioning that you're doing some type of raffle, let me know. I'm definitely putting something there for the winner. Or, you know, mm-hmm. you just mentioned that to me, and I'll put something together. I mean, like how you said, we're there to really have fun for everything.
Right.
I mean, the people that come out, you know, you see the smiles on the kids' face. I smile, too. I mean, when I see them from a distance, like, oh. Like, they're, you know, they're enjoying their time, and that's really what we're there for.
Right.
So, I mean, if people don't come out to the Fun Factory and have fun, then...
Yeah, we did something wrong.
We did something wrong, definitely. So.
Exactly. Well, with that, we do have to take another break, but we'll be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 at KBLU.
Justin, strange things are happening. Bobby Combs RV Centers is having an RV factory invoice sale, and the deals are hotter than the summer sun. Imagine owning the RV of your dreams without the markups. From compact campers to spacious destination trailers, you'll pay what we paid. That's right! You get to pay what we paid on every 2022 model and select 2023 models in our inventory. Don't miss this limited time opportunity. Visit us today and drive off with your dream RV at a price you won't believe. Right now at Bobby Combs RV Centers, 4710 East 32nd Street. What deals? So hot. They sizzle. Wee, that's hot.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at prostatesecrets.com. That's prostatesecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to prostatesecrets.com, prostatesecrets.com, that's prostatesecrets.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Johnny Porter. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning.
Good morning. So happy to have you with us this morning.
Thank you.
And this morning we have Rafi Asmar with Z Fun Factory and Wayland's Water World. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know we were talking during the break. Everybody can't hear us, but we were talking about, yeah, Fun Factory in the name. If we're not having fun, we're doing something wrong.
Absolutely. So, that's what we're there for. So, definitely, our goal is to, whoever walks in through that door, is to enjoy their time and, you know, walk out being happy. So
I know. I think I've smiled more this morning on this show than I have in a lot. I mean, because the shows are always great.
Absolutely.
You know, but this one's just, it's fun, right? That's the point.
That's the correct. I brought the phone with me.
Awesome. I'm like, I do not see my putter and my golf ball. I'm like, what the heck? I could have sat here, or at least a go-kart. I could have gone around the parking lot. Come on. But so again, I want to get back to this because this is our last segment. I want to get back to the events you have coming up because one of the things I know we didn't talk about. So we have the Fall Festival and it's all family.
Yes.
But did I read right that you also have an adult Halloween party?
That's correct. And that's what I was about to mention as well. We do on the Friday of, I believe it's the 27th. October 27th.
Yep, same night as our Mega Mixer, unfortunately, correct. So I can't go. But you know what?
You piqued my interest now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to go to this thing.
So, yeah.
So what's it all about? Why should I go?
Well, I mean, we only have one night out of the year that we open till 2 a.m. Most of our nights were open till 10 p.m., and that's when we close. This special event, we have it every year. And, you know, thankfully, it's been successful every year. And we really just close out the rest of the building. We've decorated tremendously in there. So there's and the bar is open and there's a dance floor. We work with DJ Goist and he comes out there, sets up lighting and all the you can hear the sound down the road.
Oh, nice.
So it's definitely a fun adult party, but it's 21 years of age.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. So I can do both because our Mega Mixer ends at 7:30 and that doesn't start till 10, right?
That's correct. It starts at 10 p.m.
It's 10? Oh, wow. Yes.
Exactly. So.
That's usually past my bedtime, but my buddy's coming into town from L.A., so we're looking to do some stuff.
Oh,
so.
Exactly.
No, come check it out. I mean, we do have a lot of different specials happening even in that same moment. You know, the different, you know, dances and stuff. Like, we do have a costume contest that's happening as well. And you know, you go out there, it's 4 hours, you enjoy your time and you know, you get back home safely. And that's really why we do it, you know, for the adults as well. So we try to balance it out to have an event for the kids and, you know, for adults only as well.
Yeah. We'll definitely be doing an Uber that night.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So Rafi, do people have to wear a costume?
Not necessarily. No, you can come in dressed how you'd like, of course, appropriately. We try to do it to
appropriately. I like that. But some of the costumes are inappropriate. That's
I mean, it's all adults. So
the next night I normally host the one at the Crest. The costume contest at the Crest Ultra Lounge, and that's super inappropriate. And that's usually who wins the costume contest.
Exactly. Well, so that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's the costumes that are inappropriate.
But, I mean, I dig it, so do it.
No. So maybe I said the wrong words. More appropriately, I mean, you have to be fully dressed in a costume.
Well,
not
yes.
necessarily
or fully dressed, not in a costume. But either way, fully dressed.
Correct. Yeah. Fully dressed. Yeah. So in any costume you'd like. It is all adult. So, I mean, there's no kids or anything. So it is a time to just enjoy what you'd like to do.
I love Halloween. I absolutely love Halloween. It's my favorite. I love scary movies. If you look at my Instagram, Facebook, it's everything. But I hate wearing clothes. I have very comfortable people. Just
Johnny,
period.
Johnny, that might be a little bit TMI.
Okay. So I have very comfortable shorts on. I have a very comfortable shirt. So I don't like dressing up is what I'm trying to say.
No,
anything added to me, like a mask or whatever, I just get annoyed with it, right?
Yeah.
So I don't look very festive on Halloween, even though I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I have to wear something? Like, no, I just want to go in shorts. But anyway, yeah, I love Halloween, but I don't dress up. I might do something like a Freddy sweater and like a hat or something.
But see, that works. Freddy sweater's awesome.
Yeah, yes. I might end up doing that. My buddy said he has one.
If it's not too warm.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
He's going to bring it down, and if I fit in it, I'm going to wear it to your party on Friday.
No, we'd love to see you there, honestly. I mean, even worst case scenario, you decide for what you're going to wear this year, and then you can decide for next year and say, hey, now I get the idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I love about all the cosplay, like the T-shirts, because you can buy T-shirts now that look like they're a costume.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because I have a pirate one. You
oh,
know,
okay.
That looks like a pirate costume. It's really just a T-shirt. I throw it on with a pair of black pants, and I'm good to go.
That's my style.
See?
So you're going to have to send me links to some of these.
See,
I'm going to have to do that.
I'll make sure that you find all these. Because, you know, you throw on a T-shirt, you throw on, you know, especially like the pirate one, I throw on a pair of black pants, and I'm set. Now, I am dressing up. I mean, for the Mega Mixer, our Mega Mixer is dress up, too. So the chamber staff always go in theme, so we all have the same costume. Last year we went as the chambermaids. Imagine that.
Ah, that's pretty cool. I like that.
I'm like, but sorry. So, and then it's Fall Festival because Fall Festival is happening that same night. So Fall Festival end at like 10 and then the adults get to party?
Well, not quite. Our Fall Festival is every Saturday and Sunday.
Okay,
so
got
the 21st
okay.
and 22nd, that's the first weekend.
Yep.
And then the 28th and the 29th, that's the second weekend. And
okay.
there is actually something happening every single day. So like on the first opening, we have $1,000 worth of giveaways.
Wow.
We're doing a giveaway every 30 minutes for who's ever there. And
And really the way to get in is when you purchase a ticket, we're handing a raffle ticket, and you hold on to that, and it's free of cost.
So wait, what are the hours again?
So they're for the Fall Festival, they're on Saturday from 5 to 9, and then on Sundays it's 4 to 8.
Well, I know what I'm doing Saturday night.
More than welcome, definitely. So, and we have we actually have trunk or treat, three trunk or treats that are happening as well. We have one that's free that we're doing on Saturday night on the 28th that's actually hosted directly at the Fun Factory. And then we have two trunk or treats that are happening on both of the Sundays, the 29th, the 22nd and the 29th. Those trunk or treats are inside the event, and you know, they're also handing out candies as well. And then we do have a band that's happening on the 28th as well, starting at 7, which is a lot of them. You guys know them as Uproot. Now they're named
Is it Ross Judge?
Yes.
Ross Judge?
Correct.
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, they're also going to be there. It's on that Saturday, the 28th or they're going to be playing down there.
And our event will be over. It ends at 2. So they can go from ours to yours and we're all set.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, like I said, it's for all ages, really. Mm-hmm. And we do have something going on every single day of it. So.
And so I know you'll have a few things for the holidays, but one of the things I was thinking about for the holidays is Christmas parties for your staff.
Yes.
Do you do those?
We do host them. Okay. We put it out there. We start taking reservations actually starting in September. We've already got some,
I'm assuming.
Yes, absolutely. And we have a very large facility for it. We can host for up to 500-600 plus events. So definitely, you know, anyone that does reach out and then wants to hold a staff party, company party, any kind of event that they'd like to do for Christmas, we definitely do host them. As long as you guys can reach out, we'll actually be reaching out to a few of them that have done it in the past. Okay. And, definitely put something together as well, but yes, we do. We host a lot of company parties.
And what do they do with their company parties? They go drive the go-karts, or do they go? Yeah,
it's usually a bundled package. You should see the excitement. It's like they've never seen a go-kart before. So, and you should see the excitement. They're all just racing in there, and then it's group 10, 20 people, and they just all go in together. They do it's like a bundled package. Really, they enjoy, they drink, they eat. You know, they do the mini golf, the arcade, the bumper boats. The go-karts, and that's what you know. That's why they come out there. It's really just
because I can totally see it getting very competitive if you're out there with your coworkers and thinking, okay, yeah, we're gonna take six of us and we're gonna go drive the go-karts, and
definitely,
yeah, and then it turns into a contest.
We do also host private events on the days that we are closed, because our normal hours of operation is Thursday through Monday, but on Tuesday and Wednesday, sometimes even Monday mornings, we do host private events.
Okay.
So if anyone's looking to do a large private event, just the Fun Factory to themselves, we do host those as well. So that's
like our event on a Saturday morning. It's a private event.
Correct. Private event. Aside from the time, we make it happen. You know, as long as we know about it, we'll make the best fun of it. So.
And so how do they reach out if they want to find out more about Fall Festival, find out more about all the stuff you're doing at Christmas? Because I would be remiss, because Doughton Photography is actually one of the key photographers we use at the chamber. And I know they do photos with Santa.
Our biggest way to really track what we're doing is our website and our social medias. We put a lot on our social media. We put a lot on our website. Definitely, that's the best way to look at it. So. If you ever try to look out for anything that we try to do, those are the first two spots.
And I do also know that on the Chamber's community calendar of events, they're all in there too, because I put the Fall Festival on myself.
Yeah.
So I know it's there.
Perfect. Perfect.
And that's one of the things people ask me. They're like, so you're putting the events on? Well, I said, well, some of them I do, but it's a great way for me to know what's going on in the community and figure out what all I want to do.
Correct. Correct. Definitely. No, and we appreciate that. And I mean, like I said, it's just a fun family event that everyone's welcome to come out, and hopefully everyone enjoys it. And, we'd love to hear some feedback to try to make it better and bigger every year that it comes along.
So. I'm excited for the new greens at the mini golf. I haven't done bumper boats yet, so that's no, I haven't done that yet.
Well, you're gonna have to try it out.
Do you get wet?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
There's sprayers up top. There's sprayers on every boat, so definitely a challenge.
All righty. Well, with that, if you don't know where it is, they're out on 24th Street on the north side of the 8, just past Avenue 3E. Super easy to find. They're kind of out there by themselves for right now. There's construction happening, but for right now. But Rafi, thanks so much for coming in. Johnny, thanks for having me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
You've been listening to Chamber. Thank you. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.